Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos this year, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say here in Season 6 of the TTPA. We're using this wonderful new Sefer from Art School, the Shaanseen edition of the book, the Sefer called the Mishnah Elucidated from the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. It's a phrase-by-phrase simplified translation with basic commentary. There's nothing simple or basic about it. It's just a way to succinctly go through the Mishnayos. It's from the book Family Seder edition, Seder Nezikin from Maseches Avos, Tractate Avos. We go through the words and then we look at the translation and then we see some wonderful notes here on the TTPA. We are in Perek Aleph. We are in Mishnah Zayin. We are in Chapter 1, Paragraph 7 on Season 6. Let's see what the Mishnah can teach us today. Nitai Ha'ar Beili Omer. Nitai Ha'ar Beili Omer. Harchek Mishachin Ra. Ve'altis Chaber LaRasha. Ve'altis Ya'esh Min Hapor Anus. Nitai of Arbel says, distance yourself from a bad neighbor. Stay away from those bad neighbors, those bad influences. You know, Rashi talks about in the idea of the Korach episode, Oy la Rasha, Oy la Shechena. What did Reuven have anything to do with the situation of Korach? What was their significance and what was their shayachas? What was their connection to Korach? Unfortunately, he was their neighbor in the camp of Levi in his situation. Oy la Rasha, Oy la Shechena, they were negatively influenced. Conversely, when you have a good neighbor, Tov l'Rasha, Tov l'Tzadik, Tov l'Shecheino. It's good to be surrounded by good neighbors. You'll have positive influences over that. The notes point out, as Rav points out, do not live near a bad person, because you may learn from his wicked ways. Distancing yourself from such a person will also protect you from the harm that God may bring his way, God forbid. The Mishnah also talks about do not befriend a wicked person. Not just staying away from a neighbor who's bad, not having bad neighbors, but also not having bad influences or bad friends or bad people in your life or around you. The notes point out, do not have anything to do with a wicked person, even to join him in doing a mitzvah or in a temporary business venture, as the Meiri and Magen Avos points out, even if you're careful not to act like him, you're bound to be influenced by him in some way. A whiff of his wickedness will cling to you like the foul odor that clings to someone who enters a tannery, a place where leather is made from animal hides, even if he does not buy anything, as Ralph points out. And do not give up on seeing the punishment of the wicked. You know, if you want to stay away from a bad neighbor, you want to stay away from a bad person, a bad friend, you might think, but what is all the badness doing, the evil doing in the world? How come they're never punished? How come they get away with all these things? Don't worry, don't fear, don't fret. Hashem will get them what they're due at the right time. Do not give up on seeing the punishment of the wicked. If you see an evildoer enjoying success, the age-old question, why do the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer? Even Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulties with that question when he asked Hashem, show me your ways. Show me your ways. And Hashem says, nobody could see me and live. Nobody could really understand. You could look at the back and the kesher that's filling. You could sort of understand some things, but some questions are beyond understanding and comprehension. If you see this evildoer enjoying success, do not be tempted to befriend him even for a short time in order to share in his good fortune. Know that God's punishment can come at any moment, and all those associated with him will suffer with him, as Rav points out. So it's a very important thing to make sure you have good neighbors, a good town, a good community to live in. Make sure you have good influences, good friends, and good people around you in your life. When you're looking at the town and you're thinking about where to live, we only chose one town, actually. When we came from living in our apartment in Brooklyn, there was only one town we had in mind, and Baruch Hashem, it's a wonderful town full of good people, good chesed, good influences. We want to make sure to have good surroundings and good people in our life. Understand that even Pirkei Avos says, when Rav Yochanan asks his five students, what's the good way, a good path a person should go? And they talk about having a good neighbor and being a good neighbor, having good friends, having a good heart. And of course, he prefers the words of Rabbi Elazar, who says has a good heart, because that is including all other things. Once you have a good heart, you'll be a good friend, you'll be a good neighbor, and you'll do good things. So make sure that you have good influences around you of the people in your life, that there isn't negativity, there isn't cynicism, there isn't any passivity to try to bring any bad things onto you, no passive aggressiveness, and no people that are trying to get you down or trying to hurt you or belittle you or demean you with words or actions or the like. We want it to be that we have good influences, good neighbors, and good people around us in our life. And we too should be that good neighbor. We should be that good influence. We should be that good person trying to do good in the world with mitzvos, Torah, and chesed every single day in many different ways. Join us next time as we talk about the idea of not making yourself like a judge. There's only one judge in this world, and if you're going to judge, the only type of judge you should do, as we talked about the other day, is Dan Lekav Schus. Let's talk more about that next time here on the TTPA, on Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, here in Season 6, and I'm your host, Tani.